It's time for the Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone Show on ESPN 94.7. Call the show now at 330-744-0947. Now, here are your hosts, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone.
We are live on location today. We are at JR's Pub in Austintown. How's things sounding, Carl?
Okay so far.
Okay, Fantone wanders off, leaves me here solo for the start of... Fantone, you got a responsibility. Quit ordering beer already. Beer doesn't even start until 10:30. Oh, my God. Your sports, music, comedy, variety, everything in between. Local show of insanity. Little something for everybody. Fantone. Iced tea. Look at this guy. Strolls in. Carl Bloom, the engineer today, strolls in 5 minutes late. Yep. Goes up to the bar at the start of the show, sitting there BSing with everybody. Totally irresponsible. I don't know why I work with this cat.
And now he's got nice tea. Now, we've started the daytime drinking already.
Unbelievable.
And we're not even a minute into the show yet.
Look at him. Hey, Ron, just get your iced tea, man. Don't worry about the show or anything. Very good.
All right, well, you know what? Ron's going to get back in his seat, and he's going to give a toast. He's going to give the first toast of the morning.
Watch the wire. And then he's going to get tangled up on wires after he has a few brewskis a little bit later. Yeah, come on over. There he is. Yeah, we're on.
Hi, everybody.
Well,
thank you for showing up, Ron. I appreciate it.
We're at JR's today, and we're having a dynamite time on this Tuesday morning.
Got a little bit of an echo going on, Carl?
Yeah, just a slight delay.
Does it bother anybody listening at home or on the app?
No, we should be good.
Okay, a couple things to talk about today. We're going to do letters from the lovelorn.
We are.
Two more letters where Ron and I...
These people have to keep it down here. Hey.
Our six combined divorces will help out people that are sorrowful, trying to make a relationship work at home or abroad.
And it's really going to be tough to do.
It is going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. Look at the folks coming in. Hi, everybody.
Hi, you guys. We are busy here at JR's Pub.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Stop by. The public's invited to attend. The beer and the food start at 10:30.
Got a nice little crowd started here.
You know what this reminds me of? The old Quaker Steak and Lube on St. Patrick's Day.
Didn't it?
Oh,
wow.
These are fun times. All right, Carl Bloom doing the engineering today. Mom and Dad, Mr. and Mrs. Bloom are here. Hi, guys. How are you? These are Carl's parents.
Hi.
Look at this.
Nice to meet you.
Look at this. It is a party.
Well, it's a party here for sure.
What's that?
Bring them up in a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Mom and Dad, you want to come up and talk about how proud you are of your son? I'm really very proud of him, too. I'm glad to know this cat.
I'm not so proud of him.
You are proud of him. Come on, man.
I'm proud.
That's his parents around. What's wrong with you? All right. College World Series last night. Arkansas 3-0 over Murray State. Gage Wood. Just the third pitcher in College World Series history to throw a no-hitter yesterday.
What's his name?
For the Razorback.
Gage Wood.
LSU 5-3 over UCLA. They were going to start the fourth inning. They got suspended by rain in Nebraska, so they'll continue that today at 12 noon. Otherwise, on the slate, it's Arizona, Coastal Carolina at 2 o'clock on ESPN. Louisville at Oregon State at 7 on ESPN. Guardians have lost three in a row. They were idle yesterday.
They suck.
They're at San Francisco tonight at 9:45. We'll see if Devers makes his debut for the Giants. Guardians now 35-35. They're back to .500. Slade Ciccone gets the call. 9.5 games behind the Tigers in the American League Central.
It's just boring baseball.
Don't say they're done.
They're done.
You're such an antagonist. Why are you going to say that they're done?
They're 9 games behind. Get a life, Bacho.
American League wild card still in play?
Yeah, that's in play.
All right, there you go. As far as
the division, you can forget about that.
Bucks were idle yesterday. They'll be at Detroit at 6:40 tonight. Pittsburgh mired in a 29-44 record. Bailey Falter will get the call. How about Otani?
How about
pitch for the first time since 2023. Started the game yesterday, threw 28 pitches for the Dodgers, averaged 96.8 miles per hour, hit 100 miles per hour, I think, twice on the radar gun.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And though he gave up 2 hits and 1 run in the one inning that he worked, he did aid the cause offensively with 2 hits and 2 RBIs in an L.A. Dodgers 6-3 win over San Diego.
Yes.
This is what I get.
Yes.
That's
true.
Like Ed McMahon over here.
That's true. That's what happened.
NBA Finals. Oklahoma City at home 120-109 over Indiana to go up 3-2 in the best of 7. Jalen Williams had 40. Gilgeous Alexander 31. Ty Halliburton was horrible last night. They shattered him. He went 0-for-6 in field goals. and he was held to just 4 points, ice cold. He said he had a calf injury last night. Game six will be Thursday, 8:30 on ABC, Oklahoma City at Indiana. Oklahoma City, a 4.5-point favorite. Stanley Cup Finals, you can hear it right here on ESPN 94.7
right
tonight.
Here.
That's right. Also watch on TNT at 8 o'clock. It is Edmonton at Florida at 8 o'clock. And the Panthers have a 3-2 lead over the Oilers in the best of seven.
3-2
You going to be doing that all morning in front of people in public? I mean, seriously.
Well,
show like you have some talent and ability for once.
I do have talent.
There are people watching you, Phantom.
I have
Look,
talent.
All eyes are upon you.
I have talent and ability.
And you're not contributing hardly anything.
Come on.
Some things never change.
I know.
Come
I'm
on,
telling
man.
You.
Hey, not, this is what we get in the studio every morning.
Did you blow a bowl before the live location show today?
No,
you
not
might.
That again.
Hey, Mary Kay Cabot at Cleveland.com. I don't know if you saw this. Says that now the Browns could carry four quarterbacks on the roster, which is interesting. So it would be Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, and Sanders, obviously.
Yeah, but
she said at least carry four until maybe the trade deadline when you could peddle one of those guys away.
Yeah, they're not going to keep four for good, you know. They're only going to keep a couple of those guys, I think.
And again, they've got to take a look at some point.
They
no
do.
Matter who starts, even if it's Flacco at the beginning of the season, they've got to take a look at these rookie quarterbacks and find out what they have, because they have two first-round picks coming in next year, and they're probably going to be high selections.
They have to take a good look at Shedeur Sanders. There's no question about that.
And Dylan Gabriel as well.
Dylan Gabriel, yeah. Absolutely.
You're amazing.
I'm amazing.
Scrappers, State College tonight. Major League Baseball draft. We have Scrappers tickets to give away this morning, Ron. Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes. 6:35. Okay, a number of notables are here today. We want to name them. Chuck Geiswhite expected to come in. He's going to promote an event coming up, a benefit for Rollo, who was in Mom's Apple Pie and a number of bands.
Yes.
Sideshow, too, I think it was in. Chester Stout expected to be here. Sin Farina. Chester, of course, with the history of the Fabulous Flashbacks. Ray Houstu is in the building looking dapper.
Ray's right there.
Look at Ray.
Look at Ray, man.
Man.
Already hitting those shots.
Woo! Ray's not drinking any shots. He is the most professional person that I've ever laid eyes on.
I agree. I agree with you, man.
And he's great. And he's a former guest in the studio. Mike Sotelo is partner crime. These guys are with the band called The Classics.
Yo.
One of the things I'm hoping to accomplish today is get The Classics locked into JR's Pub Live.
That'd be nice.
I don't know. Ray, have you guys ever played here at JR's Pub?
No, we haven't.
Ah! See, Fantone, there's a method to my madness.
We need to do that. Yeah, we need to do that.
Absolutely.
We're going to work on that, Ray. We're going to work on that, honestly.
Also, Kim Connor expected to stop by from Peppermint Productions with Gary Ramians to have some giveaways. Elliot, Black Elvis Haynes in the building today.
Hey, Black Elvis!
Hey, Elliot!
Black Elvis.
We got Mark, Paul, Marty, Timmy in here.
They're all here, man.
Yeah, Jeff's back there cooking.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't get your bacon and your eggs. He don't have time for you.
He don't have time to make me an egg?
No. No, Jeff is a busy man today. Mary Ellen, your other half, expected to stop by. I'm not sure if Tam's going
to. She's on her way, yeah.
But we'd love to see the public come out. Come on out.
Come on out.
We would love to see you. Again, food and beer are going to be served at 10:30. We do ask one thing. Drive responsible.
Yes.
All right. Get somebody to take you home if you've had one too many, like Fantone will, in a matter of an hour or so.
I'm not going to have
you. Will. You'll go way over the
I'm
edge.
I'm sticking with iced tea all day.
You know, you have
the biggest kazoonies in the world.
Why do you say that?
Talk about my drinking. When you are I've never seen a drinker like you, man. You could be in competition.
I need cash, Fantone, and that's a way to make it. I could do a beer chugging contest.
The way you drink is crazy.
Anyway, coming up tomorrow, JR's Pub Trivia, give you a chance at wings. We have Candy Campana, rising young female singing star, coming into the studio. We'll be back on Belmont tomorrow.
You've had a lot of...
And John Reese. John Reese is going to come by.
We've had a lot of nice women come in our studio, really.
On Thursday, we'll have Chris Davis and Bob Popa.
Wow.
Longtime WHOT radio personality.
Bob lived next door to me in Majorie.
No kidding.
Yeah, right next
wow.
door. Yep.
Yeah, and I got the chance to talk to him yesterday. He seems like he's doing well and everything.
That's
and
good.
So, yeah,
good
a couple
to hear.
Things coming up. Letters to the Lovelorn coming up. Cindy Lou Who expected in the building today.
Are we going to do that today?
Yeah, we're going to do Letters from the Lovelorn live. It's going to be a lot of fun for people to watch.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring up guests and whatnot. Carl's running the controls today. So, again,
Which
he's busy talking to his parents right now who are in attendance.
Oh, there they are. Look how sweet that
That's
is.
The Bloom family. Take a good gander, Fantone. Yes.
You don't see them out much. You know, I mean, it's nice to see the Bloom family out.
And Mr. and Mrs. Bloom.
Mr. and Mrs. Bloom and Carl.
And their young offspring, Carl
their
Bloom.
Young offspring, Carl Bloom.
And Carl's significant other half. He's engaged, you know, to get married this August.
I heard.
Not sure what he's thinking about that. But Hannah is expected to be in the building.
Maybe we can talk Hannah out of it. What do you think?
Hey, Carl has a lot to offer. Looks can be deceiving. Looks can be deceiving, dude.
You are mean, man.
Come on.
What do you mean by that? Looks can be deceiving.
Absolutely.
Explain yourself. Absolutely.
Hey, Carl, are you going to work? Are you going to chit-chat with mom and dad all day?
I'll be there.
You'll be there. Like Fantone. Don't give me the stretch side. Come on.
We got a break coming up here, man.
We got a break coming up. I got a couple guests that want to get up here.
5 minutes, that's right.
5 minutes. All right, Fantone and I can talk for five. Hey, can I bring up a guest right now? Is it hot? All right. Mike Zitello, Ray Houstu. Come on up, boys. I love bringing these guests. Get off your phone because we got people coming up here. Ray, I guess we're going to put you guys up there. Carl at the controls. This is going to be good.
What do you want to talk about, Ray?
All right, we're going to talk about how come the Classics haven't played at JR's Pub ever in the past. Let's start with that. Let's put you on the spot.
Why not? Why haven't the Classics played here at JR's?
Mike Zitello, you go first.
Me go first? We haven't been asked.
No, that's right. Sure. Jeff Richards, are you going to ask them?
Here he comes.
I'm trying to lock this in today.
Come on over, Jeff.
You know, I did this with Pete George with the Funny Farm Comedy Club. Dave Robich booked him on the spot. The Classics, we want them here.
Okay. He's putting you on the spot.
Look how easy that was.
I think we dropped the ball on that.
Can we do that?
All right, good.
We'll talk later. We'll get my book out. Yeah, you get your book out.
Have your people call our people.
I think it'd be a lot. I think it's a great venue. I love the stage.
Don't be asking for too much money because Jeff don't pay nobody.
I want John Basho money.
Yeah, there you go.
Big money.
You don't want that money.
Wait. I heard John was going to cover half.
I'm going to cover half. Now, in all seriousness, you guys got a gig coming up. It's okay to talk about. You guys going to be where? Magic Tree.
Magic Tree.
When's that coming up?
It's a week from Saturday.
28.
Yeah.
And what time does that start?
What time?
It's going to be 8 to 11. 8 to 11.
So when people talk about the Classics and what you guys do, I basically say it's glorified karaoke with dynamic voices. Is that a pretty accurate description?
Kind of no, because the reason we
that's insulting, isn't it, Ray?
No. Well, in a way, if you interpret it a certain way, it could be. But what happened was this. We were all involved with Shooting Star Entertainment, a company I owned years ago. And these people are all talented singers, all front people in other bands. They're entertainers, theater, everything. One of our guys was a Vegas entertainer. And we all just could get together and sing. We'd work out harmonies with no music. And we do that now. We practice songs that we do with no music, sometimes 2-3 practice sessions to get one song. And then we use tracks, but you could filter out if there are any backgrounds in them.
Yeah. Is it like the doo-wop stuff, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like
we actually thought of
they do dance music too, Rod.
Yeah, having a barrel on stage, like on a corner, a street corner, and standing around.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We do continue a lot of songs on with no music, and we do some with no music too. So when people say it's carried, no, it's just the background music, not the background tracks.
Right.
Our vocals.
Yeah.
And we have super talented people.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the area's best vocal group. We are.
You guys are so good, and I was at Hotel California for a while, and I was actually the interim entertainment director. First band I won, I told Sebastian Rucci, I went to Classics.
Yes.
I was like a big advocate and a big pusher for you guys. Did you guys end up playing there, I think, right?
Many times.
Yeah.
Many times. While it was open.
So you owe me a thank you, maybe a 20, Ray.
And we prefer when you introduce us.
Ray coming off a hot vacation with beautiful Mandy?
She's coming here later.
Clearwater, Mandy's going to come today? Wow. I saw her, if I may say, in her beautiful bikini on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
She modeled, though, right?
She modeled.
Where did she model at?
Kind of funny. Not funny, but it was really interesting. I was involved on The Amazing Race, and we go to a lot of charity reality TV events. one of the guys that was on Survivor is one of the photographers for Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Wow.
And he saw Mandy and said, I got to do a shoot with Paige. We went down to Miami Beach. She took a few days and did a shoot that would rival anything in Sports Illustrated. Got some gigs off that and did. She didn't really promote herself as a model, but she got a lot of people that wanted her to do some things for her.
Well, the big question is, proverbial question, are you two ever going to get married?
We're almost like married now. I mean, we've been together forever.
You don't need a piece of paper.
We've been
right?
there, done that.
You're not answering the question. Right?
Yeah, we will. No doubt. They're extenuating circumstances with the dynamics of our family.
Ray was on a national TV show, The Amazing Race, and you were married back then.
No, I didn't get married.
Oh, you didn't marry her either. What the hell? You're a big gigolo.
What the hell?
It was a long story. We did The Amazing Race together. We got married after People Magazine covered our way. It was such a big deal to be on a TV show back then. Now there's a million of them, the reality shows.
Mike, you modeled too at one point, did you not?
Speedos.
No. I model for radio.
Now, honestly, I got to tell you, I talked about this with Mike Sotelo. When I played football against him in high school, went to Middle Ridge, and went to arch rival McDonald, and we were in college. We became like best friends, and I had an intramural football team, and Mike agreed to be my offensive lineman. We were supposed to play Brian Fineschi's team, but it never took place. We lost 6-0 in overtime. I was so mad. 6-0 in overtime. When you guys go up there and sing with the classics and everything, Ray, you're in charge of the band and everything. You have been. You kind of like take the vocals of each member of the band and try to suit their strengths. Like Mike, for example, will do a great version of That's Life by Sinatra. Is that what you do?
Yeah, what we do. Everybody, you have to find your part, and that's what takes forever with these practice sessions because, you know, the harmonies are very intricate. And some of us can do various different parts. It depends which of the guys or girls are there in that particular gig. So we take turns. We do an equal amount of leads each.
Who are the classics exactly? You have some mix and match members, correct? Sometimes
or no? We got Gary DeSantis, who used to be an entertainer in Las Vegas. Colleen Chance, who is
very good, singer.
Very talented.
Wow.
Theater person. We got Anthony DeFrank, Tony Danger, as he's called. He's the lead singer.
Tony Danger.
Keys. Joey Stasiak, Joey D, who is the lead singer of the band Relapse. Chuck Schaefer, who's been in various bands. Mike Nyers, who was in bands in the past. Super talented singer. Mike, myself, who am I missing?
I think that's it.
I think I got them all.
Oh, Bob.
Five of
them.
Oh, Sergeant Bob Vea, who is a former military guy and a extensive musical background.
Wonderful.
Wow. And again, Magic Tree coming up on the 28th.
Yes.
And Jeff Richards, the owner of J.R.'s Pub, has come forward and said, you guys are talking. You are going to be booked for the very first time at this venue. Does that excite you?
It excites me.
And what's bigger, a J.R.'s Pub or like playing on stage Broadway at New York City?
That's like asking me which of my children are first. It's all good.
We got to take a break. Ray Haustu, Mike Sotelo from the Classics, much more with these guys. Cindy Lou Who, Tammy in the building.
I'm here too.
That's right. We're going to come back right after this. We are live on location at J.R.'s Pub with the Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone Show.
And we're back, live from JR's here on ESPN 94.7.
We are live at JR's. Woo! Carl Blum, look at you. You've made it big time. You are live on location today.
This is fun.
Live on the air.
That's right.
That's right.
And there is another future Blum-to-be. This beautiful lady named Hannah.
Heather.
What do I call you, Hannah? Wow. Heather is going to be Carl's wife. Are you taking his last name, or are you going to be one of those ladies that keeps your own
name? No, I'm
going to
take his last name.
Really?
Yeah.
What an honor.
Wow. So, Heather, how did you get the fortune of meeting Carl Blum?
Oh, the traditional old-fashioned way of online.
Wow, online. And where was your first date at?
We did mini golf and dinner.
Boy,
that's exciting! Wow.
Whoa!
What a big boy! You don't spare any expense, do you?
No, I don't.
We're going putt putting.
No,
I think I'm in love.
Well, I made an inappropriate ball joke, so it worked.
Was it the clown's feet that got you, or
no?
It was that windmill.
Windmill?
Oh, no, God.
convinced her. So how long you guys been dating?
Actually, it would be almost 2 years.
And now's the time to pull the trigger, you figure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have any children?
No, not yet. But I am a teacher, so technically I have like 25 kids.
Wow. What do you mean?
Oh, I treat them like they're my kids.
Oh, okay.
What do you teach?
I teach third grade.
Third grade, wow.
25 kids. Boy, you got to have a lot of patience.
Sometimes.
You really do.
I'm telling you.
How you doing?
Chuck Goswitz here, too. Hi, nice
Chuck.
To see you.
Got a good turn.
We're talking to Heather, the fiance of owner and engineer today, Carl Bloom, about how they met and the romance blossomed and everything. You said your honeymoon is not going to be much because Carl has no money, and you guys are going to be honeymooning in your backyard and doing a barbecue.
Don't worry. We have a backyard oasis. It'll be good.
Hot dogs and hamburgers.
Wow. Let's say hi to some of the people here.
Absolutely.
I want to say hi
amazing.
Over there to my better half, Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen, how are you?
And Diane. Diane's over
Diane's
there.
Diane's over there. Look at this.
Hi.
This is like crazy.
Give those girls some eggs.
I love it. This is fun. Yeah.
This is a great time. My parents are even here, too.
Definitely fun.
Having breakfast.
I'm getting text messages out the yin-yang over here. We're going to talk to so many people today, Heather. Are you proud of your gent in what
am,
he's done
yeah.
and everything? So when he decided to go and buy a radio station, and you're going to be his future wife, are you thinking, are you out of your mind? I'll never marry you now.
I didn't actually get a say in it because the process was already in works when I met him. So now I'm on board. I have to be.
You have to
but,
be.
No, he's doing great with it.
He is, and he's such a good guy and everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. We
yes,
appreciate
thank you.
It. Let you get let you,
are,
you get back
you
to the fam.
You are a great man. You really are.
Oh, I know. I know.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
I would say you can call us, but you can, and we don't need phone calls today because, quite frankly, we have too many people in here.
We do have a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't have the capability to take live phone calls. Anyway, we're your sports, music, comedy, variety, everything in between, local show
number?
Insanity, a little something for everybody, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone, ESPN 94.7 FM, AM 1330. If you want to hear us crystal clear, worldwide stream on the internet, ESPN947.com. Scroll down and listen live. That's simple as that.
Okay, I'd like to talk a little bit. My God in heaven, I can't get a word in here.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm talking now. You got the whole sheet in front of you. Want to say hi to everybody who's here and welcome everybody who came in. It's so nice. We've got a nice atmosphere.
Cindy Lou Who is here.
Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou, you're going to get the live Letters from a Lovelorn today.
Hola.
It's exciting.
Yeah, and it's nice to see everybody in here. And tell you, we got an Elliot's here. Black Elvis is here, of course. My very good, better half, Mary Ellen, is here, of course.
Which yeah, you've already said.
I know. I said it again.
This
not
is
like
pretty
you,
good radio, you Ron. As you gander out into the crowd and
never,
name people
this
by
is,
name.
This is good radio. I don't need a sheet like you. I can just talk off the top of my head.
You're just looking at
so
people
anyway,
repeating their
I
names.
Am.
Well, that's some ability.
What else can I do here? What else you want me to do here?
Something.
You need to quit putting me down.
No,
on the air, man.
I have
you have to quit doing that.
I
man.
Have to.
It makes you sound petty. Come on up. Yeah, he's petty.
Cindy Lou Who, jump on here.
Come on, Cindy.
Come on up. Cindy Lou Who.
Hello.
Thank you.
Oh, what's that? Look at that.
Thank you
shirt.
For all the support. Look at this. I got a T-shirt.
Got a nice shirt. Look
wow.
At that.
Look at the. Oh, that's Kim Connor. Kim Connor in the house. What's up, Kimmy? Look at this. We got two
nice.
T-shirts.
See? You look thought you this. Only got one.
This is Bull Run. This
oh,
is Bull
you.
Run. The Peppermint Pals.
Oh, nice.
And Gary Ramey. Look at this.
I have two larges.
Thank you, darling. We appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cindy Lou Who, for some reason you have a fascination with this goofy show that we have.
It's no fascination. I know quality. You guys are the best in town.
Yeah.
You filled the niche.
She needs to be our agent, man.
Yeah, we are looking for a marketing person. Are you available to do that?
I've done sales.
We wouldn't
I've
mind
done
having
very
you
well.
On. Give me my paper, Fantone. I got to read sports.
What do you need it for?
He took it down.
I didn't take it. You knocked it down.
I come to help grab you, Ron.
It. Here, reach down there.
Uh-oh. Watch it. Watch what you're grabbing for
stop
down
that.
There.
Anyway, to review sports, Arkansas 3-0 over Murray State.
Oh, you're into sports, huh?
Yeah, Gage Wood, third no-hitter in College World Series history.
Yeah.
LSU 5-3 over UCLA. That game was suspended going into the top of the fourth. They'll finish it at 12 noon. Otherwise, Arizona, Coastal Carolina 2 on ESPN. Louisville and Oregon State at 7 on ESPN.
Blah, blah, blah.
Guardians have lost 3 games in a row. They're at San Francisco tonight at 9:45. Bucks are idle. They're at Detroit. They were idle yesterday at 6:40. Bailey Faulkner will get the call. Ciccone will go for Cleveland tonight. NBA Finals. Did you watch a game last night?
No, I didn't.
Oklahoma City, a home win, 120-109 over Indiana to go up 3-2 in the best of seven. Jalen Williams at 40, and Gilgeous Alexander, 31 points. How about Halliburton? Not a good night for him. Held only 4 points.
He had such a bad night. He cost me money, too, because...
Did you bet on that?
Yeah, I did. I took the 9.5, and I just missed. Yep.
Does Mary Ellen know that you wagered a heavy dollar?
Oh, yeah, I do $10, $15, yeah.
Okay, Cindy Lou's back in town. Cindy Lou, what do you do with yourself other than listen to the radio station? What do you do for entertainment?
Take a beautiful picture.
Well, people are taking photographs.
Hola, buenos dias. I'm waiting for Tam to come so Mary Ellen, Tam, and I can be the triple threat against y'all.
See that?
No,
we come in force.
Sam's your man, right?
Mike.
Mike's your man.
Right. Sam's my son.
You're on today, man.
I can't.
No, I'm just kidding.
One, I can't hear. Two, I can't keep track of all the men that you go out with.
It's true.
Cindy Lou, since I've known you, you have two, three, four.
No, the one.
Okay. You're worse than Fantone and I.
I have one. I only have one.
Well, I want to talk to you about the show, why I listened into it from the get-go. I was hooked. Because you have found a way to fill the niche in our area with a sports show. But it's not only that, as you say, it's a variety show. You get entertainment information, a lot of great games to play and prizes to get, and then the camaraderie and the jokes. You guys are the best, and the ties to the local area can't match that with anything else that's floating around there with the not local stuff.
You know what? I'm not just saying this, and it's not just people that I know, but I'm hearing word on the street. There's buzz around this Fallon, and it's a hot show. It's an old morning show throwback type of thing.
It's a hot show. It is.
It is a hot
show. I'm glad. I'm glad to be part of it.
I got one this morning from somebody because I'm so proud of you guys.
Yeah.
It is so different. It is so good. And this is our first live on location show at JR's Pub. And
are you nervous?
Jeff Richard? No, not at all.
I'm not.
Not at all.
I'm not either.
No, because I'm looking at you. How can I ever get nervous? You want to talk about something that's going to calm me down?
Come on, man.
I just stare at you.
It never ends, you know.
You guys are turning it back.
You sound so petty.
Stop it with your pettiness.
You guys are turning it back. Pardon me for interrupting.
Stanley Cup Finals tonight.
Nobody cares.
It'll be Game 6. I care. We carry it on this network, you goof.
I know.
Edmonton and Florida. Edmonton at the Panthers at 8 on TNT. On ESPN 94.7. Florida up 3-2 in the best of 7. Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com saying that the Browns might carry 4 quarterbacks on the roster after all this year, which I think, somebody got to
go. I don't
go.
Either. Somebody's going to go before that.
She even suggested there was one possibility of maybe sending Joe Flacco to the practice squad. No way he'd accept that.
I don't think he would because I think Joe still thinks he has the ability to be under center and win a lot of games. Yeah.
All right. We got letters to the love, Lauren. I know you're happy about that.
Can't wait. I wanted to make one more comment about the show. I truly believe this is where it's starting. Y'all are starting something. You know, like that song goes, let's get it started. Okay? You're going to turn it back. They're going to look to you for the new format of what's going to get the listeners. Y'all are doing fabulous.
We're not just a sports thing, though. We do plenty of sports.
Right.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy, so much.
What you're essentially saying is we're going to leave Carl for bigger and better things and greener pastures in the future.
Well, I don't know about that. Carl's pretty cool. He's cool beans.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are.
All right, we're going to take a break. Cindy Lou Who.
Thank you, Cindy Lou Who.
Letters to the Lovelorn coming up.
Thank you, honey. Love you
we
too,
are live
honey.
At JR's Pub on South Raccoon Road in Austintown. The beer has started. The food has started.
Really? The beer started?
That's right. If you don't, go get your beer.
Beer
and call
started.
Us 97.4.
Wow.
That's right. We're coming back right after this.
We are on the air live at JR's Pub having a great time this morning, and we want to welcome everybody who's here. Want to thank everybody who's here right now serving breakfast, and I think the brews have started at 10:30. So but we want to really thank you guys for being here, really. Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna get Elliot up here right now if we can get Black Elvis here. Want to try to get Black Elvis up here.
You got Chuck Oswite, Ray House 2, and Mike Santello.
Wow.
These are bona fide musicians.
They are.
And they're going to grade Elliot.
And they're bona fide.
They're
bona fide.
B-O-N-A-F-I-D-E.
We don't say that about everybody, that they're bona fide.
Elliot's going to bring up a stool.
Come on, Elliot.
And by the way, we're going to have the classics help us with our singing to the oldies coming up. How are you, bud?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good, good, good. What song are you going to sing for us today?
I'm going to sing a song by Tom Jones.
Yeah.
It's called Two Brothers. It's a Civil War song.
Wow. All right.
Elliot! This is a song by Tom Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, our pleasure. Here's Elliot, our good friend.
Here we go.
Two brothers on their way. Two brothers on their way. Two brothers on their way. One wore blue and one wore gray. One wore blue and one wore gray as they marched along their way. A pipe and drum began to play all on a beautiful morning. One was gentle, one was kind. One was gentle, one was kind. One came home, one stayed behind. A cannonball don't pay no mind. A cannonball don't pay no mind. Though you're gentle or you're kind, it don't believe the folks behind. All on a beautiful morning. Two girls waiting by the railroad track. Two girls waiting by the railroad track for their darlings to come back. One wore blue and one wore black. One wore blue and one wore black, waiting by the railroad track for their darlings to come back. All on a beautiful morning. One wore blue and one wore black, waiting by the railroad tracks for their darlings to come back. All on a beautiful morning. All on a beautiful morning.
Hey, Elliot, don't go anywhere.
Two Brothers by Tom Jones. Wow.
Elliot, don't go anywhere. You're not leaving here without doing Treat Me Nice by Elvis.
Okay.
We got to hear Elvis and Treat Me Nice by this guy. Come on. Come on, Elliot.
Elliot wants to do one more. We're going to get the classics and Chuck up here, too.
All right. Treat Me Nice by Elvis.
A little bit of Elvis Presley for you.
When I walked through that door. Baby, be polite. You're gonna make me sore if you don't treat me right. Don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. A dreaming eyes. I know that you've been told, hip, hip, it's not fair to tease, hip, hip. But if you come on cold, hip, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, dreaming eyes. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. You know I'll be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. But dreaming eyes, making me feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. You know I'll be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. But dreaming eyes. A dreaming eyes. A dreaming eyes. A dreaming eyes. If you really want my loving, a treating me nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elliot, thank you so much, brother. Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
You can't get this just any place.
I know.
You can't get this just any place.
I knew somebody
and
was going
to
tear
have,
the place up today.
We're going to have the classics come up.
Thank you, Elliot.
We're
going to so
have
much, brother.
Thank you, brother. Chuck Geiswhite come up from Sideshow Acoustic Madness. Elliot, we love you. Great job, man. Great job.
Good job, Elliot. That was great.
Wasn't that terrific, Carl?
Yeah, that was terrific.
This is fun. It's like a party.
Yeah, it is. It's our own little ESPN 94.
And Fantone, you got your free shirt from Kim Connor? Look at that Bull Run shirt. That's pretty impressive.
You got one, too.
I got a Bull Run
very
shirt.
Good.
Mary Ellen here. It doesn't get any better for you.
It doesn't.
She is your designated DD today.
No.
Correct? Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm drinking ice.
You're fine now, but you won't be later. Hey, we're gonna get the owner on Jeff Richards coming up too. We gotta talk to Jeff about. By the way, today's wing day out here, so you get wings, and he's also making up breakfast. You didn't get your eggs and bacon. I know you're grouchy about that.
I didn't get
that.
Anything. I didn't get my eggs and breakfast. Everybody's having breakfast.
Do you see how busy he is, though? Do you even care, or is it all about you?
He's a very busy man. Thanks again, Elliot. Love you, brother.
We got letters from the Lovelorn. We're going to sing some more songs today because we got these musicians in the building. Okay. It's a lot of fun. And we'll be back in the studio tomorrow. We'll have Candy Campana on live with us at 10:30. Young and upcoming female star. We had Jackie Popovic on, Leanne Binder, and now Candy Campana.
We've had a lot of great ones.
That's
going to
be fun.
Really.
Sin Farina, another super dynamic voice expected to join us with Chester Stout from Sin City and the Saints live on location today. John Reese will be with us tomorrow at 12 noon, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then Chris Davis on Thursday at 12 noon, and Bob Popa, longtime WHOT personality, at 11 o'clock.
Wonderful.
It'll call you the best for nothing, Fanto. We're your sports, music, comedy, variety, and everything in between. Local show of insanity. A little something for everybody. Last night we had bingo in this very place. It was packed.
It was awesome.
You did not win anything.
Didn't win. Mary Ellen came close. She had the cover all a couple of times, and we just can't get it, man.
How about your buddy on the extended cover all? He won a guaranteed 100. Big Jim Kelly, the Steelers fan.
I'm telling you, that's nice.
$100.
Yeah.
Woo. Timmy won last night. Timmy won some cash. Elliot won some cash.
Really?
That's pretty exciting stuff.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
We can't win anything when we're here, but it's a great time. It's on Monday nights here.
We do it from 6 until 8.
Yeah.
Every Monday except for the first Monday of the month, they have first-class big band out here.
Yeah, there's first-class big band on the first Monday
All right,
of
let's
month.
Talk about JR's Pub and our experiences out here. Jeff Richards and Denise, first of all, those two, and Josh, the son, they are second to none. And Cassie and Becky
right.
and the kids, and you know, they're always here. What a great family-owned business.
We do. Denise and Jeff and everybody, thank you so much for having us. And, man, it's really nice to be here. And it's nice to have a live crowd. And this is really unusual. This is really kind of exciting. I was really looking forward to this, man.
Would you rather be here in the Hot Liberty studio in Belmont?
I'd rather be here.
Can we be here every day, Carl? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Can we arrange that?
Yeah.
We'll make that happen. On location every single day. It'll be
simple. Why don't we just come here every day? It's closer for us.
Do you know what, though? I'd still beat you here. You're like a block away, and you couldn't even beat me.
I was here 10 to 10.
You could have come in earlier for a sound check or something.
Oh, I got to come here for a sound check.
Yeah.
Hey, check 1 2 1 2.
That's right.
Check 1 2.
That's right. Carl works hard here. He was busy setting up. Look at this elaborate setup that you did.
And I beat you guys by an hour this morning.
That's right.
An hour.
Right. Yep.
Hey, I didn't mean to scrape your car, Carl. That's bad.
All right, we're going to take a break. I think it's break time. We're going to have more songs. What's wrong, Carl?
Nope, it's all good. Take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're coming back with more. We are live on location at JR's Pub, South Raccoon Road in Austintown.
Mr. Sports and
Ron Fantone after this. Totally irresponsible. But anyway, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone. We took a picture with our buddy Rick Comrade that always calls in the show. He hosts an 80s show, 80s at 8. On WGRP 92.7 FM and 940 AM. How about
nice.
That?
Nice. Sounds
it's
good.
All 80s. He's a big 80s guy. And he's
sounds
here.
Good.
Marty Planey is in the house. Megastar Planey. He's in the house. Man, we have a party going
on
here. Chet Stout, Sin Farina have entered the building from Sin City
I'm
and the Saints.
You, that's right.
And, of course, Chet has a history with the Fabulous Flashbacks. We'll talk about this. You look all wide-eyed. You're just staring around at everybody.
I love this. I think this is awesome.
This is fun. Yeah. It is a lot of fun. We're going to sing more songs up here, too. Mike Zitello. Mike, he's busy talking. Everybody's talking. We got all these musicians and everything.
Early in the morning, we got a nice crowd of JR.
Do you think Jeff Richards appreciates us this morning?
I hope so. He should. I didn't even get a boiled egg today.
Anyway, despite that, he is back there cooking. That's why. He's a very busy person.
There's a lot of people.
Serving his paying guests, Fantone.
There are
not guys
people.
That have their hands out for free trying to get free food.
I paid for my iced tea.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
How much you pay for it?
$7.
You
like
lie.
Yes,
an iced tea don't cost no $7.
I gave her a 10. She gave me two ones back. $8. $8 for an iced tea.
Oh,
you can't beat it.
Hey, we got to do letters from a lovelorn. Okay. I got to get that ready. So talk about sports or something. I'll get this ready.
Okay. We want to invite everybody down to JR's. We're having a party here. We're doing our show live here on 94.7 FM, of course. And we'd like for you to come out. We've got a nice early crowd, but there's plenty of room for more.
Beer and food. Doors open to 9:30.
Doors are open. The beer is flowing already.
Yeah, this is great. There's a nice lunch crowd.
Or you can have breakfast.
It is.
Have eggs.
It's like a brunch type thing.
Yeah,
it's brunch.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
We'll do brunch.
Are you ready, Phantom?
Yes.
It is Letters from the Lovelorn. Number one comes to us from Alicia from Poland. Dear Mr. Sports and Ron, been dating this good-looking dude for about 3 months, and it's going pretty well. Thing is, he knows he's good-looking and has to look at himself in the mirror at every mirror that he passes by. Is this an issue?
It would be an issue. You know what to do? Just remove all the mirrors from your house. And
except for the ceiling.
Have you considered? Yeah, you want to keep that. Oh, yeah, you want to keep that.
That's right.
Ceiling mirror going. Oh, yeah. But have you considered the fact that he may be a vampire?
Wow.
You know what I mean, have you ever thought of
that? I never thought of that, Phantom.
This guy could be a vampire, and maybe that's why, you need to move the mirrors out.
Yes, Alicia, he is a conceited, self-absorbed narcissist who clearly can't get enough of his own reflection, his Mel Gibson resemblance. Play the song You're So Vain by Carly Simon for him and tell him to listen carefully to the lyrics. There you go.
You're so vain. I bet you think it's about you. You're so vain.
All right. Letter number two, Bob from Hanoverton. Where's Hanoverton?
Bob.
That's United Local School District, isn't it? Anyway, he writes, Mr. Sports and Ron, you two dudes rock. A big fan.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby. We appreciate it. To get to the point, I think today's women are nuts and have no idea what they want. I'm a very polite, nice guy and keep getting bypassed for dudes with beards who drive Harley Davidsons and brag about their conquest. Right.
I think she's pretty much right, yeah. I do. What do you think?
Well, yes, Fantone has clearly shown. Bob, I think you're a wimp. I think you're a wimp. It's 2025, man. It's not entirely your fault, but as they say, nice guys always finish last.
They do, man.
All right? Do you remember the comic back when we were kids and everything? The skinny guy always got kicked sand in his face by the big bully.
Yes, remember that on the back of magazines?
So, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to say get to a gym, mark yourself up with tattoos, and wear a bandana and go out there with pride, dude. You'll get all the women you need.
Get out there and you'll get women. That's
absolutely. Right. Letters to the Love Lorn on this Tuesday.
Thank
live,
you, man.
Right here
Thanks
on ESPN 94.7. All right, we're going to take a break. You want to sing a couple more songs?
Sure.
We'll bring a couple guests up here. We are live on location. You hear all the noise. They are packed. Come on down. The public's invited to attend 1722 South Raccoon Road in Austintown. JR's Pub in Austintown, hour number two, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone.